It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Welcome back to WHTC Morning News for this Monday, January 16th. Sitting in for Dan Evans, I'm Gary Stevens. Time now for the update on the Grand Rapids Griffins, and joining us today is the Director of Public and Community Relations, Randy Cleaves. Randy, good morning. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning. And before we talk about things coming up this weekend, let's get caught up with the Griffins. Some wins, some losses, but a goaltender that has NHL pedigree is certainly showing his stuff. Great work by Alex Nedeljkovic over the weekend.
Absolutely. I know it's been really great to have him down here. He's played our last six games in net on his conditioning stint. It started out really well the week before. Last week playing Iowa, we had a couple tough games against them, and we really needed the rebound on Saturday playing Chicago, the defending champs on our home ice. And, we had a huge crowd and a big game for us in the standings, and he came through with flying colors, 27 saves, got his first shutout as a Griffin. Really put us back on the right track, ending a great homestand for us, in terms of the length we've been at home since New Year's Eve, 7 straight games, and we really needed that win on Saturday night, and he provided it.
Yeah, making hay at home while you have the opportunity. Swing out a little bit west, matinee today in Des Moines against the Iowa Wild, and then a visit into Rockford on Wednesday night before the Saturday night home game against the Springfield Thunderbirds. While the fabulous Thunderbirds might provide the opposition on the ice, this is a big weekend for the Griffins off the ice, or shall we say away from Van Andel Arena, but not necessarily off of ice.
Exactly. So this weekend is the return of our Great Skate Winterfest fundraiser for our Griffins Youth Foundation. And for reasons we all know, we haven't been able to have this event since 2020. So we're so excited to be back. It's a wonderful weekend down at Rose Park Circle in downtown Grand Rapids. Starts at noon on Saturday with our Winterfest, and it's really an afternoon of family activities. We've got a tent down there, a heated family activity tent with all the local museums, providing activities for the kids between noon and 4. On the ice surface down there, every hour, top of the hour, we're going to have a different winter sports demonstration. So we've got sled hockey, curling, speed skating, figure skating, synchronized skating going on throughout the day. That all leads into the game you mentioned on Saturday night at Van Andel Arena, 7 o'clock, the Springfield Thunderbirds, the first time we've ever played a team from Springfield, so at least at home, so it'll be nice to have that going on. And then right after the game, from 10 p.m. Saturday through to 10 p.m. Sunday, every single hour there's going to be a Griffins player or coach out on that ice surface at Rosa Park skating with fans, all to raise money for the Griffins Youth Foundation. So even if it's 4 a.m. and some years we've had a minus 20 wind chill at that time, and we've got a player out there, and we've got fans out there skating and having fun for the foundation.
It is one thing, Randy, when veteran players are involved in this, who've been through it maybe once or twice before, and they're sort of used to it. What about the new players, the younger players? Do they get into this a little bit, or are they, sort of look at it trepidation, or what?
It's funny, since we haven't had the event for 3 years, most of the players on our team, even if they are quote-unquote veterans, have not been through this. I think we've had maybe 5 or 6 guys on the current roster who have done this. So, we meet with the players, we tell them what it's all about, give them an idea of what our Griffins Youth Foundation is all about, why we're doing this, and the buy-in from the players every year is great. Certainly when we're doling out skating times, the veterans get the better times. You're more apt to see them maybe on Sunday afternoon than at 3 in the morning, for sure. But, once the guys learn about it, they hear where the funds are going, and then they get to a competition. Every player raises money for their time out on the ice. So you can go to griffinshockey.com/greatskate. It's got all the skating times of the players and a link to that player's fundraising page. So it gets pretty competitive once the guys get into it, and they know their times now. If they have the really early times, they're feeling themselves up for it and getting ready. But the big competition for them, like I said, is raising those pledges, and they get pretty intense about it.
Not only the activities at Rosa Park Circle, the skating, but there's also an auction through the Dash app. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about our auction this year. We've always had an auction for this event, but it's been on-site. This is the first time we're going to have an online auction. It went live at midnight last night, so right now people can go, again, to griffinshockey.com/greatskates for a link to our auction. There we have a tremendous array of items, whether it's restaurants and breweries and local attractions, lots of sports memorabilia. We've got autographed jerseys from the Detroit Red Wings, the Toronto Maple Leafs, different gear that's been signed by former University of Michigan football players, all kinds of cool sports memorabilia, down to ski resorts to everything you can imagine. It's really kind of an eclectic list of items. We've got over 120 items available for bid, so we're really excited about the opportunity that people have to go on and bid for a lot of great things.
Randy Cleaves of the Grand Rapids Griffins joining us. Talk a little bit about the Grand Rapids Griffins Youth Foundation, what exactly it is, and what it does, not only in the Grand Rapids, but also in the West Michigan area.
Certainly. Well, the foundation actually predates the Griffins. The foundation began operation in 1995, and at that point it was street hockey for sixth graders. And now we've grown to over 400 kids in our program, boys and girls. It stretches from, and we've got learn to skate, learn to play programs, and then we've got co-ed hockey from first grade through 12th grade, so a kid can stay in our program basically their entire educational career. We've also had a girls-only division for high school athletes, and then the Grand Rapids Flood Wings Flood Hockey Team, which is for teens and kids with physical disabilities. So lots of different opportunities, and all these kids play in the program at absolutely no cost. So whether it's the ice time, the equipment, the coaching, that's all provided for them. A lot of the kids in our program really wouldn't have the opportunity to play the sport of hockey without the foundation. As you know, hockey is a very expensive sport, and a lot of our kids have different barriers that would otherwise prevent them from playing, whether it's financial, maybe they're either in an underserved group, they're at risk. We've also had kids, right now we have a child in our program who is blind. We've had hearing-impaired children, autistic kids. So we really welcome everybody and give opportunities for a wide variety of kids to enjoy the sport of hockey. And we do take kids from all over the area. Obviously, our programming is through Griff's Ice House at Belknap Park, just north of downtown Grand Rapids. But you don't have to be in Grand Rapids itself to have a kid participating in the program. So more information on the foundation itself can be found at griffinskids.org.
He is Randy Cleaves with the Grand Rapids Griffins. The Griffins only have one game in their next eight at home. That's this Saturday night when the Springfield Thunderbirds, the fabulous Thunderbirds, come to Van Andel Arena. 7 o'clock faceoff time in downtown Grand Rapids. More information not only on the game, but also on the great skate. That'll be Saturday night into Sunday on griffinshockey.com. Randy, good luck to you and the Griffins, not only Saturday night, but also throughout the next 3 weeks or so. It'll be kind of tough for the team, but we'll see what happens, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much. Randy Cleaves of the Grand Rapids Griffins on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.